Shonti Asena Erhano, Kranti Afele Koma, Entame Asena Roma, Telia Fonti Asen.
Nicole Fregatko, like at the end, go to Parketia. Mugor Herke, no correct cigarette, get cap gold outka, a cool lagma. Tigion, to carry a hoosh nickery. Is key, it correct. Magar Leginico.
These languages, blocks of information comes through, and to translate it into our tongue would take quite some time. Often you would need to fill a whole house with encyclopedias to actually translate a message that may be relayed in this tongue in a few seconds. A sample that is close in vibration to ours is this one. Yomneratus embra kisendra. Wali aven ojindra. This means that we are reaching a stage in our evolution where chance is no longer as we imagine it. Everything has a place, and we are now drawing all the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle together. And we are recognizing our part
in the universe. So make of that what you will.
Can you tell us what you're writing?
Sure. It's really like translating information that has been lost, information that was known by ancient civilizations. I'm not able to give you a more accurate description of this writing. My style is really like a shorthand, if you like. It's probably quite messy. But within each character, again, like the languages, it's really like a block of information in itself. If you were able to get three-dimensional, well, depiction of each character, because that's how I see each one, that would be much more accurate. With all the information that comes through me, I'm aware of it being multifaceted. When I do healing work, I also will see coding in the air, in the energy field, and I may see this coding in either numbers, like you may see mathematical configurations, or I may see them as dots, or I may actually see them as portals. There are many different ways that you can view them, or you can see them as sound. It's the same with the writing too.
And what are you feeling at the moment that you're doing it? What is the sense that you have?
I feel very happy when I'm expressing in these ways, when I'm expressing through what people might call ET languages or ET writing. It feels much more natural for me than many of the human forms of expression. I guess this has to do with my dual consciousness and the fact that for me, it is really learning about being human rather than learning about being extra. Hi, my name is Rochelle D'Elia. I've been consciously aware of my extraterrestrial contact now for 8 years, but I've been having contact my whole life. My experiences with extraterrestrials have been quite varied. I have gone through a process now over the past 8 years, and I've come through a lot of the traumatic aspect. And now my experiences have brought me many rewards, particularly in the way of healing abilities, and I myself have changed in a positive way through them. I have a lot of help with healing work. I speak in many different ET languages, and I also write in alien script. These abilities all come quite naturally to me.
How are you aware of the fact that you could heal, and what is your understanding of the healing that you do?
The healing work that I do now has changed and evolved over the years. It first began when I had an experience. I was drawn to go outside of my house at about 3 a.m. and I was looking up at the moon. And when I was looking at the moon, I felt quite strange and felt to close my eyes. When I closed my eyes, I felt lots of different sensations. I felt cool air being blown on my eyes and on my fingertips. I had pin-pricking sensations all over my face. I had the sensation of wind circling my head, and I could feel it clipping my nose as it went past. I also had sound waves that were going into my ear from a great distance, and these repeated over and over. I had tingling sensations all around my head as well. This process went on for some time, and when it stopped, I felt I could open my eyes again. And I felt quite heavy in my body, as if there was someone else in my body. I was then drawn to go inside and lie down on my bed. And when I lay down on my bed, I actually started to perform some sort of surgery on myself. I'd never done this before. I'd never had any experience of healing work either done on myself or performing it on others before. So I had my hands away from my body, and the healing involved minute movements of my fingertips. I was using my fingers, or they felt as though they were pulling what you imagine to be puppet strings. That's what it felt like. And I would have a series of consecutive movements, and I could feel the work going right through and penetrating through my organs. I would then hold my fingers sort of locking a position in place, and then I would use a series of very specific movements of the muscles in my eyes, which would then unlock or release this pressure. I had to actually move my body into different positions to access all the parts of my body. As the years went by, the healing work that I was doing actually changed. So I was using my whole hand instead of just my fingers. I wasn't actually using my eyes as much consciously. And then later on, I started using toning. I was intuitively guided to use toning. And then later, language came through. After the languages came through, then I started using a combination of toning and language, and songs came through. I can best explain these as being songs that are used for the soul to recognize. Souls may remember these songs from other planets, other lifetimes, and they help the individual to feel comfortable for the particular healing work to take place. Really, they're used as you might use a lullaby to help a baby go to sleep. It helps them to relax. Or a chant is used to switch off the mind and help one to go into an altered state. I work as a healer. I switch from how I normally operate as my human self to my ET self. It might sound a bit strange, but I have been given information about my dual consciousness. I can best describe this as coming into this vehicle having both ET and human characteristics. My human self is very sensitive, very emotional. My ET self is very clinical, very practical, very matter of fact. The healing work that I do, I'm operating in ET. it is really like operating as a surgeon. I see very clearly in the energy field the problem and I fix it. There's no room for emotional involvement. My personality steps aside and I hear where the energy field is out of tune. I don't hear in the way that we normally hear. I hear with another sense, if you like, that we don't normally use. There'll be certain places in the energy field that will be out of tune and I work to retune, almost like you would use a tuning fork to hear when a musical note is in tune. How I do this is by bringing in the frequencies that the person most needs at the time. I do this through sound and colour, and quite often symbols come through with the sounds that I translate as well. The symbols are multidimensional in nature. They're not like normal shapes that we are used to. I work with a team usually of about 6 to 10 different beings that help me, and my team actually changes as I do. Usually I don't like to name the beings that I work with or identify them. I think for me it's just important that I'm aware of their energy more than anything else, but they will give me a name if it helps me to feel comfortable and more familiar with them. The client usually will feel relaxed after a session. Usually they will feel more balanced. Quite often they will leave their body, or I will, I guess, be aware that they leave their body during the session. They may be aware that they've fallen asleep, but it's actually quite different, and they usually leave at exactly the same time during the session. It's usually about half an hour into the session that they leave. This is so deeper work can take place without their conscious mind being involved.
They're very relaxed, very at ease. Like a lot of things have been taken off my shoulders.
The beings that were working with me were wanting to demonstrate how the different areas in the body actually interact. So when I was placing my hands across and pointing out different sections of the body, this was for the audience as well as for you, it was just showing how each part of the body is not independent of any other area. They all work together, and it's important that we recognize this, see the body as a whole. There are particular titles that are given to each part of the body that are related with vibrations. And by expressing the title or the name, as you would say, it actually activates that area. They also have links with different energies from planets and dimensions. So if you like, we are imagining that the body is the universe and all the planets from our solar system and all others exist within this. So we are making them all work together. And within each chakra, all of the planets exist. So we are just activating the appropriate planets for this particular vessel at this time. Others will be activated at other times, but they all exist within each chakra. And each chakra is also multidimensional in nature. It is not, as we imagine, just 7 chakras, but each has many layers.
My name is Suzanne Hanson, and I'm the director of a New Zealand UFO sighting and contact research network called UFOCUS NZ. I have experienced contact with extraterrestrial species since early childhood. Today I will describe 2 directly related experiences on board craft, which demonstrate how some souls are altered, educated and fostered by ET species as a part of ongoing constructive programs and agendas for the future benefit of mankind.
In 1962, when I was 8 years old, I was taken on board a craft and into a large familiar room that I had visited often with other human children. Here we learned to interact and socialize comfortably and competently with other species of ET children, using enhanced telepathy and sentiency. On this occasion, I was taken aside by an adult grey and asked if I'd like to meet another child somewhere on board the craft.
Before I go any further, I just want you to be aware of the little cradle that you're seeing in this picture. And that particular cradle, when Suzanne first saw it, she burst into tears. And she says, I know that cradle. And she described the fact that when she'd had, and she had a very difficult childhood, that when she'd had a particularly traumatic time on Earth with her human family, she was put on that cradle. And it actually had certain frequencies that would rebalance her energy field. And she burst into tears because she had been shown such compassion and such love.
The grey telepathically conveyed thoughts, pictures and explanations to me regarding this child and its life. But the volume of information was too great to retain consciously, and I was just left with an overall impression regarding meeting a new friend. The grey told me about the child with considerable care, and I sensed there was something he was not yet telling me, but he was seeking my cooperation with this meeting. We proceeded to a small room and waited, and I felt excited about meeting a new friend. Two greys entered the room with a vibrant blue ball of light floating in the air between them. As I stared at the ball in surprise, having expected a child to arrive, I experienced profound feelings of love and familiarity and sobbed at these unexpected thoughts. The grey told me I would love this ball of light in the future, as it would become my son. He referred to it as both a source and a complex system, and said I had known it since before my own birth. The grey began an intense mind-to-mind download consisting of three streams of information. The first just calmed my emotions and confusion. They wanted us to get to know each other, future mother and son, and they would observe how we related to each other. A second stream embedded extensive information into my subconscious concerning the purpose of this project, the genetics involved in the creation of my son's body, and the dual education he would receive on board craft, both as a child and in his source or soul state, which he told me had been enhanced and altered by them for a specific purpose. Finally, a third stream brought my mind back to the present as an 8-year-old child, and they left me to play with the ball for a while. I tried to relate to the ball by first asking it to bounce, but it just floated there, unresponsive. I felt disappointed and sat down on the floor. Suddenly, I felt as if I was being watched and became aware the ball was thinking at me. It descended down onto my shoulder, and we were soon racing around the room, communicating happily. But, all too soon, the greys returned. They expressed satisfaction that the meeting had gone well. Two of them took the ball of light away, and I felt deep sadness and longing. The grey assured me that we would meet again many times up until the day that this son would be born. So we returned to where the other children were interacting. In 1983, now aged 28 years old and near to full term in my first pregnancy, I was taken on board craft. My memory begins with me being assisted down a corridor by two tall entities, a mixture of species. They expressed concern for me as I had been ill throughout the pregnancy, and so they tenderly supported me as we entered a small room. They helped me onto a shelf-like bed, and we were joined by a grey. He explained that they were bringing someone to merge with me, and I was not to be concerned as everything would be fine. Holding his hand over my forehead, he told me he first needed to retrieve some memories from my subconscious mind, which had been embedded there in childhood. Immediately, my mind was filled with images, emotions, and memories of past meetings associated with a ball of blue light, and I became really tearful as I realized it was the soul of my child soon to be born. As he calmed my emotions, a group of ET children came into the room, bringing with them the now familiar soul or ball of energy. He stated these young entities had grown up on board craft with this soul, and they would play an integral part in supporting him in his life. There was a real air of excitement as the process of merging began. The grey slowed my metabolism right down to prepare my body for the intense energy of the soul, necessary to prevent shock to my body. During the hypnotic regression with Mary, my voice became really slow and almost indistinguishable at this point, and my body felt cold and numb. Slowly the soul entered my body and the body of my child-to-be. I felt infused with light and weightlessness as the grey slowly brought my metabolism back to normal again. He stated my son would be born late, which he was, and that he would be accompanied through his life by watchers, a terminology to describe a protective system they would provide for him. He added there are thousands of children being born in a world like him, part of an extensive project to create positive changes and accelerated evolution from within the human species.
These two experiences illustrate the complexity of the soul state and reveal extraterrestrial involvement with souls incarnating on this planet for specific purposes. It challenges us to reassess our current understanding of the soul's existence before incarnation, and the idea that the soul evolves not just through repeated cycles and lifetimes of personal experiences, but can also be enhanced, altered, and educated by external forces or species.
And I will just say that again for you. These two experiences illustrate the complexity of the soul state and reveal extraterrestrial involvement with souls incarnating on this planet for specific purposes.